Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Johnson County farmer Danny Townsend is well known for the sweet sorghum he produces on the family farm. Townsend says the process of growing sorghum begins in late spring.
We plant the seed in early May, in middle of May, and then it grows kind of like corn, and not a whole lot of work during the growing season. But we've got one problem that's come in the last few years, and it's a sugarcane aphid. You really have to watch that thing. It'll come in late August, probably in September, and it will plant destroy the sweet sorghum crop if you don't spray it timely and get rid of those things.
He says the crop is cut in the late summertime.
When the crop starts to mature, some of the varieties are like 100 to 130 days. And when it gets ripe, the sugar content gets up in the stalk anywhere from 16 to 18%. Well, that's when we start harvesting. And some people use binders and choppers, but ours is mostly still hand done. We cut most of it by hand. So when it gets mature, well, we cut the stalks by hand, and then we cut the seed heads off.
Townsend says the process to extract sorghum then begins.
Leave it lay on the ground for 3 or 4 days, let the leaves dry up on it, and then we'll bring it in. We'll run it through a big, what we call a mill. It's actually a big three-roller press. And we run it through, and we'll squeeze the juice out of it. And we put it in big milk tanks that we have to cool it down. We squeeze one day, and then we cook the syrup the next day. And the pummies, most of them go to beef cattle, so there's no waste on there.
We'll have more in a moment.
You'll find farms in all 120 Kentucky counties. Know what else you'll find? A Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance agent. That means you get coverage on what's important to you. From farms and fishing boats to minivans and mobile homes. From someone who's part of your community. That's why for 100 years, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been known as Kentucky's Farm Bureau. Why Farm Bureau? Because personal service from someone you know makes all the difference. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Johnson County farmer Danny Townsend says after the sorghum is harvested, then the cooking process begins.
We pull the juice out of those milk tanks and we put them in what we call a preheating tank. We have a preheating tank that holds 1,000, 1,500 gallon juice, and then we'll heat that up to a certain temperature, and that helps gets rid of a lot of the skimmings and stuff with impurities and stuff before it ever comes on our pan.
He says the final step is purifying and bottling.
It takes about 8 gallons of juice to make 1 gallon of finished syrup. And then, it's a whole lot of water got to be evaporated on it. So, and we have a 100 horsepower steam blower that creates about 3.5 million BTUs. And we can make about 25 finished gallons of syrup an hour. So that's, for sorghum making, that's pretty good. And then once we get it, we cook it to like 235 degrees, and then it comes out of the pan.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.